everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Korea Travelogue, where we invite you to explore different parts of Korea. Today, we follow producer Lee Bum-seok as he travels to Gyeongju, the capital of the millennial Silla Kingdom and the city of ancient tombs. I'm your host, Jenny Jo, and I'll be back shortly. The Roman Empire boasted of a 1,000-plus-year history, but there was a kingdom on the Korean peninsula that also had a proud history of nearly 1,000 years. Gyeongju had served as the ancient kingdom's capital since its establishment in 57 BC until it was replaced by the Goryeo dynasty in 935. The city's place in history turned the entire area into a roofless museum. Relics and artifacts are unearthed even today, and dozens of burial mounds are scattered all over the city, much like low hills. On today's The Korea Travelogue, producer Lee Bum-seok visits the Daedeungwon Tomb Complex in Gyeongju to marvel at the timeless beauty of Silla. The Daedeungwon Tomb Complex is not that far from Gyeongju Station. Bum-seok can see the low-lying burial mounds on a vast field as you enter downtown.
경주 이렇게 초입에 들어오는데 이렇게 능이 막 보이는 거예요. 이게 사실 여기 도심까지 들어와.
While Bum-seok is wowed by the unique sight of the ancient graves, the car arrives at the parking lot in front of the complex. There is a reason why he chose to visit this place.
제가 90년대 초반에 중고등학교를 다녔는데
I was in middle and high school in the early 1990s, and my school trips had always been to Gyeongju. On school trips, everyone was busy hanging around with friends and not paying much attention to historical sites and artifacts. I remember Seokguram Grotto and Bulguksat Temple because those two places were just too famous even for teenagers to dismiss. But now I think the Daedeungwon Tomb Complex is the best place to see what the ancient capital had really been like, which is why I chose to come to this place today. I don't want to cram my schedule with a lot of tourist spots. Instead, I'm going to take all the time I need to look at the tombs.
굉장히 마음이 바빠지는데요. 오늘은 좀 이렇게 느릿느릿 걸으면서 경주를 산책하듯이 여행을 한번 해보려고요.
A group of 155 tombs is located around the Hwangnam-dong neighborhood in Gyeongju. Daedeungwon refers to a lot where 30 burial mounds of kings and noblemen are located. The round mounds, measuring as much as 23 meters high and 120 meters wide, are placed comfortably apart, forming gentle ridges of low-lying hills. In anticipation of an interesting tour, Bum-seok buys his ticket at the entrance, which is built to look like a miniaturized palace gate. A couple of guards clad in ancient armor would fit right in. When he passes through the tiled roof gate, he hears tranquil music, something that seemed to have been played during the Silla period, and faces a well-tended walking path. Tall, straight pine trees line up on both sides of the path, as if they're protecting the royal tombs. The trees instead provide visitors with the welcoming shade and cool breezes.
대능원 안에는 쭉쭉 하늘로 쭉쭉 뻗은 그 소나무들이 많이 심어져 있는데요.
After walking about 500 meters along the path, Bum-seok comes to a fork. He takes a road to his right, which takes him to the royal tomb of King Michu. King Michu's tomb is the only one in the Daedeungwon complex that is surrounded by a stone wall. The mound's round top can be seen beyond the wall. The entrance to the Michu royal tomb is even decorated with a tiled hanok roof.
대문에 열려있는 쪽문 사이로 이 능이 이렇게 보이는데 쪽문 사이로 보이는 능의 모습도 참 근사하고 좋네요.
Culture guide Choi Min-hee, who accompanied Bomsak on his tour of Daerungwon, explains that King Michu's tomb is the only one in the park that had its owner identified. King Michu is known to have promoted agriculture and cared for his people very much during his reign. He was the king who enriched the lives of his people, which is why he and his burial ground was long remembered by people even centuries later. Other tombs in the complex are just assumed to be those of kings and the nobility. Here is culture guide Choi Min-hee describing the tombs.
Silla tombs generally refer to those of the ruling class members. In short, they're the tombs of the nobility.
Silla was ruled by three major families, the Parks, the Seoks, and the Kims. King Michu, the 13th king of Silla, was the firstborn from the Gyeongju Kim clan to be crowned the kingdom's ruler, which may be why he is so honored and remembered to this day. The height of his burial mound at 12.4 meters and the protective wall indicate the importance of King Michu in Silla history.
작은 동산처럼 보이고요. 그 연두색 잔디가 이렇게
The mound appears like a small hill covered in baby grass. The air is sweet with the scent of freshly mowed grass. Bomsak walks around the tomb while counting his steps. The mound's diameter is said to be 56.7 meters, so it would take between 300 and 400 steps to walk around it completely. With that many steps, can you imagine how big the mound must be? Bomsak leaves King Michu's tomb and takes a stroll along another walking path. He sees a series of modest-sized tombs, maybe 3 to 5 meters in height.
아, 저 고분 위에 나무가 자라고 있네요. 나무도 엄청 큰 나무예요. 저 무덤에 묻힌 왕이 나무가 된 것 같아요.
An old tree is growing on top of a burial mound. A portion of the thick roots has squeezed its way above ground, indicating how ancient the tree is. Bomsak imagines the owner of the tomb resurrected as this tree. As a matter of fact, all the tombs in the complex are old and mysterious enough to inspire such imagination.
이 능들을 이렇게 다시 보니까 아 저 안에 그럼 뭐 어떤 사람이 묻혀 있을까?
When I see these tombs, I imagine what kind of people and relics are buried in them. They look really mysterious.
신비로운 건 느낌이 들어요.
Bomsak takes a look back to see the mounds overlapped with their outlines, forming a beautiful, gentle ridge. The curvatures of the mound tops resemble the typical topographical features of Korean mountains.
우리나라 산들이 이렇게 겹쳐 있는 경우가 많은데 우리나라 산들의 전형적인
Mountains in Korea are often overlapped, one standing in front of another. These burial mounds look like the miniaturized version of Korea's mountainous topography. The ridges formed by these mounds look very natural and beautiful, as if they have been carefully crafted by the passing of time.
시간이 오래 흘러서 그런지 참 자연스럽고 이 곡선이 참 아름답다는 생각이 많이 들어요.
The gentle ridges created by several burial mounds provide photogenic backgrounds for visitors.
하나, 둘, 우사, 우사. 고개 좀 당기고 다른 포즈 없나?
모델 모델
The tombs of the Silla nobility have now become a hotspot for photographs. These ladies from Daegu are high school friends who came to Gyeongju to take wedding photos with their friend who's about to get married. They love the photos taken against the backdrop of Silla tombs.
문화유산과 함께 이렇게 저희가 추억도 남길 수 있어서 좋은 것 같아요. 웅장함도
It's really nice. The sky is clear and the grass is tender green. It's nice that we can make memories here with the cultural artifacts. We can feel the majesty of an ancient kingdom.
나무도 이렇게 한 그루 정갈하게 있어가지고
The hottest photo zone in Taedongwon is Hwangnam Grand Tomb, the largest tomb in the complex. It's actually two mounds standing side by side. When it was first discovered, the remains found inside were adorned with gold accessories. Given the size of the mounds and the relics discovered inside, these double mounds may have belonged to a king and a queen.
모양으로 생겼다고 해서 표형분이라는 표현을 쓰는 겁니다.
아, 그러네요. 이게 표지방 네. 모양 같기도 하고 네. 제가 보기에는
The shape of the burial mounds resembles the back of a double-humped camel or a halved peanut shell. The mound on the south side is 24 meters tall and the one on the north 23 meters. The width of both mounds is 120 meters, so you can guess how grand it is. Also, some 57,000 pieces of artifacts were excavated from the tombs. Cultural guide Chen Min-hee explains more about the double tombs.
총 금동관은 6점이 나오고요. 은관이 한 점 나왔고 금관은
Six gold crowns and one silver crown were found in the two tombs. The south tomb contained many swords, but none was found in the north tomb. A set of teeth was found among the remains in the southern tomb, which were analyzed to reveal that the teeth belonged to a man in his 60s. So, the general assumption is that the south mound is likely to have been the tomb of a king, while the north one is that of a queen.
그다음 대신 북부는 아마도 여성 왕비일 가능성이 많다라고 일반적으로 이야기를 하고 있습니다.
While Pumsuk was listening to the guide's explanation, he spots a magpie pecking at a persimmon hanging on a persimmon tree growing next to the mounds. Seeing the fruits ripening under the clear sky makes Pumsuk realize autumn has indeed arrived. Across from the Hwangnam Grand Tomb stands Chonmachong Tomb, where visitors can actually go inside. The name Chonmachong, which means the Heavenly Horse Tomb, was derived from a picture of a flying horse found inside the tomb. The mound is 12.7 meters tall and 50 meters in diameter. Pumsuk marvels as he looks around the huge burial chamber.
여기 천마총 입구인데 돌 기둥으로 입구를 만들어 놨고요. 천마총
이렇게 This is the entrance to Chonmachong. The entrance is made of stone slabs and pillars and features the name Chonmachong carved in Chinese characters. I even see a sign that tells visitors to be respectful of the dead.
여기에 경건한 마음으로 참배합시다 이렇게 써 있네요.
Pumsuk walks through a stone tunnel about 30 to 40 meters long. Before stepping into a dark, domed burial chamber. Inside a glass case in the middle of the chamber is a wooden coffin placed inside a model of the typical Silla-era tomb called Cheoksok Mokwanbun. The most common burial method in Silla was to build a wooden chamber around a wooden coffin. Stones were piled on top of the wooden chamber and then lastly covered with earth.
적석. 돌을 쌓아 올렸다는 얘기죠. 그 안에는 목곽, 너를 놓고 관을 놓고요. 먼저 그다음에 그
The name of this burial method means piles of stone and a wooden coffin. A wooden chamber is built around a wooden coffin. It's like building a two-layered coffin.
한 칸을 더 만드는 겁니다. 집을 이중으로 짓는다고 생각하시면 되죠.
The accessories used by the deceased when living were buried alongside them. Among the accessories found inside this tomb is a saddle flap decorated with a picture of a flying horse. Saddle flaps hung from both sides of the saddle to prevent mud from splattering on a rider's legs. The saddle flap found inside Chonmachong is 75 centimeters wide, 53 centimeters long, and 6 millimeters thick. And made of several layers of the inner bark of a birch tree. The one featured inside the tomb is a replica, but it still amazes anyone who sees it. The details are so intricate and lifelike that if a flying horse existed, it would probably look like this.
천마도 이 천마가 그려져 있는데요.
A flying horse is painted on the saddle flap. It looks as if the horse is about to take off into the sky. These curved lines appear to be the clouds.
이런 모습을 형상화한 것 같아요. 이 곡선이 구름 모양 같기도 하고요.
Bomsuk leaves the tomb complex to find a street named Hwanglidanggil that stretches for a kilometer or so to the left of the Taedongwon entrance. It's named after the hip street Gyeonglidanggil in Seoul.
여기 황리단길이 요새 젊은 층에 핫 플레이스여서 그런지 여기
This is Hwanglidanggil, the hottest place for young people. I'm standing at the starting point of the street and I can hear the latest K-pop hits being played in the cafes here.
Bomsuk spots a trendy cafe renovated from an old house. To its right stands the stone wall of the Taedongwon tomb complex.
You can feel the sentiments of Gyeongju at Hwanglidanggil, simple, tidy, modest, and harmonized with the past. It's quiet but has a distinctive color.
옛날 분들하고 같이 어우러지는 모습이 되게 좋은 것 같아요. 조용하면서도 그 안에서 또 자기만의 색깔이 있고.
There are multiple cafes, craft workshops, and Hanok guest houses along Hwanglidanggil Street. Bomsuk decides to take a break at a cafe with a rooftop terrace that provides a panoramic view of the royal tombs and the curved roofs of Hanok homes. From the rooftop terrace, Bomsuk is treated to an expansive view of the entire Hwangnam-dong neighborhood. He can see the burial mounds peeking out from behind the waves of Hanok roofs. This is a spectacle that he cannot forget.
우와, 이렇게 옥상으로 올라오니까 여기 주변에 계량식 한옥의 기와들이
The view from the rooftop is amazing. I can see the Hanok homes around the cafe and the royal tombs far off in the distance. The view is wonderful.
와, 멋진데요?
As he looks down on the area, Bomsuk realizes that Gyeongju is a unique place where the living and the dead exist side by side. A young tourist from the Netherlands shares her sentiments.
It's the same like when we were in Seoul. You had like all the palaces and everything, and on the background you saw all those big flats, buildings. The big buildings. Yeah. It's kind of the same. It's like this big difference and like old and new together in once.
Gyeongju, the city of the millennial Silla. The people of Gyeongju living in the 21st century live and breathe right next to the dead Silla kings and nobles who lie deep under the mound of earth. The entombed Silla people each have a story to tell, and today's Gyeongju residents try to listen to their stories while strolling between the burial mounds. Gyeongju, the city of tombs, is a place where the living and the dead exist in harmony. That's all we have for this week's edition of the Korea Travelogue. Next week, we'll take you to Suwon Hwaseong Fortress, the crowning achievement of Joseon-era architecture. This has been Jenny Jo, and thank you for listening.